This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Good to have you along, everybody. It's Monday, the 17th of October, which means we are, politically speaking, smack in the heart of October's prize territory. To that end, the transcripts of Hillary Clinton's expensive speeches to Goldman Sachs came out over the weekend. They came out, we should be clear here, from WikiLeaks, which means we can't independently verify them. But without denying their authenticity, the Clinton campaign has accused WikiLeaks of trying to undermine her candidacy with the support of the Russian government. There are no real smoking guns within those transcripts, but they do show some differences between Clinton circa 2013 and Clinton today on the trail. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace gets us going.
Some call it flip-flopping, others call it evolving. Either way, it's not a secret that Hillary Clinton has, let's just say, updated her views on economic issues.
If anyone was under the impression that Hillary Clinton was not a politician, they have been set straight.
Julia Azari is a poli-sci professor at Marquette University. She says when Clinton talked to Goldman Sachs in 2013, it's unsurprising that she sounded lukewarm about financial reforms.
She talked about Dodd-Frank being necessary for political reasons.
And she says it's a sign of the power of the Bernie Democrats that Clinton has since hardened her rhetoric, promising she'll veto anything that rolls back financial regulation. David Birdsell, a dean of public and international affairs at City University of New York, says Clinton's views on trade have similarly been updated.
Plainly, she has been a proponent of increased trade, of more trade agreements.
And that comes through in the transcripts. But during the campaign, she's emphasized her skepticism about these agreements and promised to ensure they're good for workers. So which positions would she actually take if she were president? Aaron O'Brien heads the political science department at UMass Boston.
You can't go back on those policy positions because she's weak. She's weak with Democrats on trade, and she's weak with Democrats who view her as too cozy with Wall Street.
O'Brien says if Clinton's elected, there will be re-election to think about.
Basic self-interest kicks in.
In other words, she's compromising to get votes now, and election 2020 is just around the corner. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.